it's time to check in on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with Rich Kirchen. He's a reporter with the Milwaukee Business Journal. And boy, it finally happened, Rich, where demolition has started at Northridge Mall. What are you hearing are the latest developments of that project?
Yes, they started exterior demolition in March on the Boston store, which is one of the anchors at the mall. The city of Milwaukee, which did acquire the property after many years of trying to do so through the courts, just released a request for bids for asbestos removal and demolition of the remaining buildings. They're hoping to wrap up the first stage of demolition pretty soon, and then the whole demolition is supposed to be completed by fall of 2025. So it's a huge project, and it's going to take a long time to just take it down.
Any idea what they're going to put there in its place?
Well, the city wants to redevelop the property. It certainly could be some retail could go back in there. Housing, multifamily housing definitely is a possibility. Or, I mean, any number of things have been suggested over the years. You know, warehouses, manufacturing could be, it's a huge property, so we'll have to see.
Talking about things that are being developed, Harley-Davidson's headquarters has gone largely unused since the pandemic, but it looks like they're going to be doing something there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Harley-Davidson a couple of years ago launched a electric motorcycle business called LiveWire. Harley owns about 90% of the company, and their main office has been in Silicon Valley in California. They also have employees at the Harley-Davidson Research and Development Center in Wauwatosa, and Harley just announced, and LiveWire just announced, that they are going to consolidate those offices at the Harley-Davidson historic headquarters on Milwaukee's west side, and that's going to happen the second half of this year. They're not saying how many people are going to be there. There used to be hundreds of employees who worked there, but the company's had a remote work, hybrid work policy since the pandemic, and people never really went back into that building. The white-collar staff who are working hybrid are mostly in Wauwatosa, so it's definitely positive to get some activity back in that building.
Well, speaking of positive activity, let's move to Mount Pleasant, where Microsoft is closer to announcing its next phase. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, actually, this came up with WEC Energy, which owns We Energies. They had their earnings call this past week, and Gale Klappa, the executive chairman of the company, is also on the Milwaukee 7 Regional Economic Development Group, which has been active in getting new development in Mount Pleasant and other places around southeast Wisconsin. And We Energies also is going to be providing the power for this Microsoft data center. So Microsoft already is underway with the first phase of their project, but what Gale Klappa said this week was he's anticipating within the next few weeks they're going to be announcing next stages. There's already some preliminary approvals from the Village of Mount Pleasant for another 100 acres that will be developed by Microsoft, and then beyond that they have another 1,000 acres. So definitely more to come and big things.
We're talking with Rich Kirchen. He's a reporter with the Milwaukee Business Journal and our Tri-County Contracting Hotline. And let's turn to trains and planes and even a few ships, because that first ship, cruise ship, I should say, of the season docked on May 1st right here in Milwaukee. How's it looking this year as far as visits from vessels from abroad?
Yes, it's the Viking Octantis, which is a ship that Viking built just to take tourists throughout the Great Lakes, which we take for granted, of course, being on the Great Lakes. But this gets about 12,000 people a year into Milwaukee the last few years. It's become a new business, a new tourist destination. They land in the port of Milwaukee and then tour the city. And it's really cool, if you haven't been down there, to see these big cruise ships docked right here. So they're expecting 27 vessels to dock here this season, which is a little bit below. It's been as high as 33 2 years ago, and last year I think it was 30. So, I mean, still in the same range and still a, you know, big new thing in town.
I was talking with friends from Austria not long ago, Rich, and I said something to them about taking a cruise on the Danube. And they said, who wants to see that? We want to come and see the Great Lakes in America.
Yes, our inland oceans right here.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's turn our attention to those planes, because Mitchell is going to add a low-cost summertime route just in time for vacation. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, if it's not hot enough in Milwaukee this summer, you can go down to Dallas-Fort Worth on Spirit Airlines. So they're going going to be starting service July 11th on Saturdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays on an A320 174-seat plane. There's also talk that perhaps people in Texas want to come up here and cool off a little bit.
Well, spend a little beach time. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Sure. Yeah.
And then they could catch a baseball game while they're here as well. Finally, another way to get in and out of Milwaukee is on Amtrak, and they're just now announcing another destination that you can take all the way from Chicago up to Minneapolis.
Yeah, starting May 21st, they're calling it the Borealis. Right now, if you're in Milwaukee and you want to take the Amtrak to the Twin Cities, it's on the Empire Builder route that goes through the Twin Cities and then out west. And then, of course, we have the Hiawatha that runs multiple times a day between Milwaukee and Chicago. This will be the train that goes all the way from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, Sturtevant, Mitchell Airport, down to Chicago. So it will be essentially, as far as Milwaukee passengers are concerned, it's a second trip per day to the Twin Cities, $41 for a one-way ticket.
Do they say how long that'll take?
No, I would say a long time.
Lots of stops.
Based on the one time that I was on the Empire Builder, just going to the Twin Cities.
Rich Kirchin from the Milwaukee Business Journal. It's great to have you here.
Great to be with you.